Hi, this is Joy Milkowski, and I'm the founder and chief strategist at Access Marketing Company. And today I'm here with Paul Paikin, who's the CEO and architect of Vablet, a sales enablement solution. And, you know, Paul, I guess I'll just jump right into it to say, what are you seeing as the changes in the way field sales are having meetings that's necessitating these technology solutions that are coming out today?
Hi, Joy, thank you very much. Great question. Well, sales have changed a lot, especially buyers do far more research now before you've had your original sales call. So they say that over 70% of the buyer's information has already been assessed before you walk into the office. So that means as a salesperson, I need to be better prepared. It means that I need more information at my fingertips because you may ask me about a question, which tends to, what we believe, it's really a nonlinear presentation. I just don't go through PowerPoints and go from slide 1 to slide 40. I may be on slide 2. I'll ask you a couple questions, and then I want to navigate right to that question. So imagine that we're having a nice dialogue, and you're like, so what do you think about Salesforce? I want to be able to jump and go right to Salesforce. Or can you show me what your product looks like in the field? I want to be able to tap and launch a video. So you need to be able to have more information with you, instantaneously accessible, but that information can be rich. So it could be much bigger now than just a 2-meg PDF. It could be a 500-meg video, and I want to just play a video for you. So you need, as a salesperson, to be better prepared. You need better training. You need to know your material cold, but you also need instant access to your material. And if you're on a sales call, you just can't Google it. You just have to have it with you, but know how to find it.
Sure. So as these, you know, field sales representatives are in, you know, in these conversations on the fly, you know, they're either bringing their own devices or the organization is providing them with tablets and iPads and that sort of thing. How is that revolutionizing that exchange, that meeting, that moment with that prospect?
So the world has changed, and iPads were not the first tablet, but what we noticed right away when the tablets came out would be companies would be like, if you want to get an iPad, we'll support it. And then all of a sudden the whole BYOD revolution started. Whether you like BYOD or not, what really happened is your information is now on a mobile device, not tethered to your network. So to have my price list in the field at the hands of my salespeople, well, how do I update it? How do I make sure it's the right version of the price list? If that person no longer works for me, how do I destroy all the content on their phone? So it's not destroying what's on your phone. You really want to destroy what's in your folder on that phone. So I don't want to wipe out the great American novel you've been writing in your spare time, but I want to wipe out my content. So you need to have, IT needs to have control of this information that's in the field on a mobile device that most likely is not tethered 24/7.
Sure. So it sounds like the key issues there are control and security, right? Those are just two key issues that these companies are facing with a more mobile workforce.
Yeah, security is really an amazing issue. And the younger generation loves Snapchat. I can send a picture out and after 8 seconds of viewing, it self-destructs. Well, if I have a price list and it expires on the 31st of July, it needs to expire. And I don't care if they're not on the internet. If that file is no longer valid, make it go away. So security is about what content you have and what you can do with that content. Also, maybe that content isn't allowed to leave the country. If we detect that you're not in the country, we wipe out the content. So, yes, to lose sleep about where your content is 24/7, it's a very common fear of most IT organizations.
Sure, and piggybacking on that, there's the compliance piece, right? Because in certain sectors like life sciences and things like that, if you're not even allowed to show collateral information that's outdated or that hasn't been approved.
Right, so you have to show, and if the collateral has been modified, right, you need to make sure you've got the right version of collateral. But in life science, great example, it goes above that. If you have special patient or reference information and you have a little icon on the corner of your PDF, that always has to be on the page. So you need to be able to control, is the rep allowed to, you could say, use two fingers and stretch the page so that disclaimer isn't showing. So you need to be really cognizant of what are you showing to make sure that you're not in violation of any compliance issues.
And I think, you know, that definitely segues into probably a big frustration for the sales team itself, and that is how I can never find the right version. You know, I'm always having to hunt for things. How do I know if it's compliant? You know, there's this just this constant sort of extra burden on the sales team that goes beyond just having, you know, to build relationships and have effective meetings. There's this whole administrative and almost busy work layer that they're experiencing. And I think, you know, that version issue is just one piece of that.
So distributing content has always been an issue for marketing departments. You've got the latest brochure or the latest flyer to get it into the hands of the salespeople. Right, in a non-digital world, you have to print it, distribute it, ship it. They have to replace what they have with the new one. And now in the digital world, you have a new version, you get it approved, push a button, and now it's instantly distributed. So the speed of your content deployment is much faster with a digital solution. And then, now with any digital solution that's really good, you can tell how engaging is your content. So on YouTube, we look at views and likes on Facebook. Well, don't you want to know that for everything you're putting out there? Do people like it? Are they ranking it? What pages do they like? What about it do they like? And these analytics, they call it big data, should be there. And people demand to know everything about their media, but you don't want to put a burden on the salesman. So you need to have these great automated tools that can make sure there's no burden, it's faster and easier than before, or let's face it, people won't want to adopt it.
Sure. You know, speaking of not adopting, you know, I think we all know how little salespeople have an affinity for noting things in CRM and keeping good meeting notes. And I think therein lies another sort of gap or frustration level between sales and marketing is just that the loss of tracking or data with regard to what was shown in a meeting, what was consumed, what was engaging, and things like that, because it relies on the salesperson to remember, you know, and it relies on some subjective measure of that prospect's engagement. Whereas with some of the technology available today, I think Fablet's included in this, I mean, you know, these salespeople are able to show this information and have it just automatically, you know, just by magic, update Salesforce, for example, if they're using Salesforce as their CRM.
Yeah, salespeople, studies have shown they spend 20% of their time looking for content. They spend 4 hours a week or more just entering data into their CRM. Well, with an automated tool like Fablet, that goes to zero. It's right there. It's in. But also, when you commit things to memory, I just walk out of a meeting, and it may be a great meeting, and I have to go to my car and then quickly write up my notes. You know, that is good if everybody did it. But wouldn't it be better if you walk out of your meeting and you simply type your notes on the spot when the door is closing behind you so it's fresh, and then there's nothing you have to think about. It's committed. It's entered. Go on and focus on your next meeting. So it's got to be easy and quick.
Sure. I think that efficiency, right, that efficiency is such a key to – you know, why people even go out in search of sales enablement as well. It could be compliance and security and control. It could be efficiency. It could be data that's potentially lost or gained between marketing and sales. You know, what else are you seeing that's sort of driving this demand for these technology solutions for sales enablement?
We're seeing richer content is really driving the demand for innovative solutions. HTML is, you know, everybody's used to websites that are responsive and scroll up and down, and I can tap and play a video, or I can jump all around, I can navigate up, down, left, right. And that's what they expect now. They don't just want to be in a PDF where it's next, next, next. So this demand for richer, more engaging content creates a lot of issues because the richer the content, typically the larger the content. So not only is it harder to get that large content into the field and manage it, but you also know, what if the doctor says, can you send me that? Well, maybe you don't want to send them the presentation that was dynamic. You just want to send them a two-page PDF. You've got to make it really simple to say, this is what I'm showing you, and now this is what I'm sending you. Or maybe I want to lead you back to my website. But to engage a customer today, it's got to be sexy, and it's got to have graphics, and it's got to have pizzazz. So it takes a new mindset to really deal with the content that the customers of today are demanding.
Sure. And, you know, as that relates to marketing, sort of in my world, what's interesting about that is just the knowledge of what is most compelling, you know, getting that data on what's most compelling and what's speaking to the prospects. I think that's important. The other issue that I see on the marketing side of the world is this integration between disparate systems, right? One of the challenges we see is people have a marketing automation platform, CRM, you know, a content management system, you know, all these different technologies in their, you know, marketing technology stack. And, you know, what are you seeing and how does sales enablement have to plug into all of those in order to be most effective?
The knowledge workers of today typically have three devices. They'll have a laptop, a tablet, and a phone. So I have to make sure I have the right content on the right device at the time. And that, right, can become overwhelming for a lot of people. Maybe my phone doesn't have as much storage as my iPad. So maybe you have to figure out what content you want to put here and what content you want there. But your customer knows they're going to call you. And now with cell phones, they're going to find you anywhere you are. And they're like, can you send me that brochure we talked about? Everything has to be at your fingertips 24/7 in today's world. And you need a high-tech digital solution so you can be both high-touch and high-tech to make it simple. Otherwise, it's a burden. And people want responses now. They don't want to wait for you for 4 hours to get back to your office or home and VPN in and then go send a file. They're like, hey, can you send me that brochure? I'm thinking about you. You wanted to simply launch your phone, tap, tap, go. And that is really what people expect today on the buy side, and sellers need tools to be able to handle that.
That's really the key to, you know, the mobile workforce and just the entire idea of mobility is it definitely creates the sense of immediacy, right? It creates the sense of, I shouldn't have to wait for that document until you get back to the office. You should just be able to send it to me right now. And that expectation, I think, is really driving a lot of this.
Yeah, people are more demanding now than ever before, and they're less patient now. So it's really important. The on-demand economy is our current way of doing business. So you need an on-demand solution.
That makes sense. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, obviously Vablet is really a purpose-built platform. How is that differing from, say, a Dropbox or a Box.com? Like, how do those things differ? Because I'm sure a question that a lot of people have is, oh, well, sure, I've got Box.com or I've got Dropbox. How is a sales enablement solution like Vablet different than those?
Well, first of all, we're partnered with Box, and we love Box. Box is not a sales tool. Box are files and folders. So if I'm in front of a prospect and all my files are in folders, it doesn't reflect my brand. And if my company colors aren't blue and white, maybe it's yellow and black. I want my tool in front of the prospect to be themed and branded. When I send an email, I want it to have my company logo on the email. And Box, you can deploy files with Box, and Vablet will automatically detect what you have in Box. But you have this great presentation tool, and you're walking into a prospect, and you know they're going to ask you about these three products. So you build what we call a presentation folder, put your three products into the folder, and now simply you're in the first product, and we're talking about it, and we're done. And now I can swipe, and I'm in my second product and my third product. If you have files and folders like a Dropbox, it doesn't do that. You can go into a folder and go deeper and deeper and deeper, but there's no time in a sales call to be drilling deeper and deeper and waiting for it to fetch. You just want it right there, build a presentation on the fly, walk in, present, and close.
And you probably also have that additional layer of, you know, knowing things in CRM and getting that granular data about how much was consumed that, you know, a Box or Dropbox isn't going to give you.
Right. So Dropbox, they both, file and folder solutions, don't give you sentiment, which would be what pages are you viewing, and then more importantly, how long are you spending on each page? So not only did Joy look at my file, but Joy really liked page 3. That's very interesting. A file and folder solution wasn't designed to handle that kind of data.
Sure. So it sounds like, you know, some organizations are almost trying to retrofit a sales solution on a file, you know, a file sharing device and or a file sharing platform. It really wasn't meant to do that. And really, that sort of ushered in the need for what Vablet does, which is really just that purpose-built sales enablement solution and also, you know, just that integration alignment between marketing and sales.
Very true. And imagine you've got 1,000 people in your organization and you use Box and you have your HR forms and you've got your 401k and you've got your company memos. And then your salespeople, maybe 200 people, are in the field. All you would need to do is get Vablet for those 200 people so they have this great field experience and they're leveraging the existence of your time and your effort that you put into building out Box and getting Box working. But now with Vablet seamlessly talking, yeah, there's no one that says, oh, yeah, and I have to push this to Joy. If Box says Joy can see the file, Vablet will say, oh, yes, Joy should have the file. So it's very easy to take Box and make Box into a sales enablement platform and just really move it up the food chain.
Sure. You know what it also just seems like it would be relevant for is training, right? It's just anytime you need to share these documents and get a sense for who's consuming what, there's, you know, the whole other side of it, maybe at the beginning of a salesperson's journey where you're wanting to get them through a training process.
Oh, yeah. I think training is so important in today's day and age with so many moving pieces. So to have internal training material, and when you do training material, typically that training material needs to be recorded back to HR that Paul looked at this file and done. Or I looked at a file and then I sign the last page saying, yes, I agree to the new terms and conditions. So not only do we have public-facing data, but to have internal or training data, Vablet solves it, and it's all the same tool for an organization. There's no additional cost for training departments to use it, HR to use it. In addition to sales using it and marketing, though traditionally what we've seen is sales is paying for it and then everybody else is kind of leapfrogging on it.
How are you seeing a tool like marketing automation software tying into Vablet or to other sales enablement solutions? How are you seeing that tie and what's the value there?
I think the whole marketing automation revolution that's going on now is great. I want to only see, as a consumer, right, I only want information that I'm interested in coming to me. Now, with Vablet and a marketing automation package, if the salesman is visiting me in the field, they now can contribute to the drip that I'm currently getting. So if I've already seen that brochure and that video, now my drip will be altered. Versus just me going to the website and downloading a white paper, now I can get more personalized information because your MA package knows what collateral that person has seen, and you could say in an offline or a personal experience.
That's awesome. I'm just so fascinated by what's possible and just the link, the strong ties that are now able to be developed between sales and marketing, because historically, there's just been so much finger-pointing and just a lack of cohesion in marketing and sales, and so these technologies are really enabling the two groups to really sit down and figure out what do we need, how can we get there, how do we close the loop on the data, you know, on what's being used, what's being consumed, what's helpful, you know, and I think it's been really interesting to watch how these technologies have really kind of created harmony between two groups that have normally, you know, in some organizations been at odds.
And our way to handle that is, yeah, you don't try to eat the whole elephant at once. So if you have sales pain getting clutter onto the field, start with your sales organization. If you have an organization and you want to focus on training, start with training and then you can progress. So there's no need to do it all at once. Find out what your organization needs help. One of our clients is a large medical device maker in the optical world. and they go, of all of our salespeople, the top 20%, we're really not concerned with them at the moment, but we want to take the other 80% and move them up faster. So our goal is to get training into that 80% so that they can move up the curve, the learning curve, and be more productive faster. And that was their entire motivation for going to Babbelt. But then the really savvy salespeople will be like, oh, no, we want to do that, and we want to do this, and then, yeah, we like it. So they're taking it to another level, but it came in to help elevate the sales team move up as a whole. So these tools are great because you can leverage them as often as you need to, and you're like, we're not ready for Salesforce, but then a year from now, we just put Salesforce in. Does your tool work with Salesforce? And then we'll say, of course, and all of a sudden a new icon shows up on the desktop, and now we're integrated to Salesforce. So you can grow it as your organizational needs grow. It all depends of what pain you're in now. Are you frustrated that your salespeople keep showing the wrong price list? Are you concerned that you cannot sleep at night knowing that you may have documents out there in the world that are out of compliance? Are you an IT person and you're worried about one of your distributors no longer selling your line of boats and they have your competitive information? So we really help you take your pain and just mitigate it, but you have to help us, and we can help you, of course, figure out what pain you want to go after first, and then we can leverage it from there.
I think that's fantastic advice, because I would agree that the companies we talk with, they're trying to build Rome in a day, and instead of really prioritizing what are our key issues, and then, you know, what are our second phase of issues, and addressing those in stepwise fashion rather than trying to go conquer the whole, you know, all the challenges at once. So Paul, this has been fantastic. I love this information. Really love hearing your perspective on what you're seeing, since, you know, I really come at it from a marketing perspective, and I love that, you know, in addition to the marketing perspective, you get to see things from an HR and training perspective or a compliance perspective, the sales organization, obviously. So this has been really insightful. So if you'd like more information on Babbelt, you can go visit Babbelt.com, or you can give their helpful folks a call at 800-615-4583. To learn more about Access Marketing, you can visit accessmarketingcompany.com, or you can call 720-536-8650. Thanks so much, Paul, and we look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Joy. Everybody, have a great day.